Now to a young conservationist who is proudly following in her famous grandfather's footsteps. Ruby Smythe is the granddaughter of the late conservationist Sir Rob Fenwick and is collaborating with Save the Kiwi to raise the call to protect our precious national icon. And Ruby joins me now. Hi there.
Hi, Jesse.
Just wanted to check. It is Fenwick, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's a silent W in there, and every time I say your grandfather's name, I have to think twice. Hey, welcome to the show, and thank you for all that you've given to the world of conservation. We might come back to that in a moment. First, tell us about your grandfather in your own words. Almost anyone who has had anything to do with conservation will know about him, but for people who don't, what sort of guy was he and what was his passion?
Rob, I called him Papa. Papa was busy making the world a better place. You know, he had so many passions, and a big one was looking after our taonga species in New Zealand and turning the tides on this, struggle that they are going up against in terms of introduced predators and habitat loss. He was really dedicated to making a change for them and.
He did all sorts, really. And I should say, your grandmother, too, is involved. She's on the Save the Kiwi Board of Trustees, yes?
Yes, she is.
I've met her. She's a very impressive woman. We lost your grandfather too young, though. I was lucky enough to meet him, and it was very sad when he died. And it must have been sad for your family, but I'm sure you've heard from lots of people about what they meant to him.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a big loss, you know, of course, for our family personally and for, yeah, the conservation space in New Zealand. I've heard that a lot, yeah.
Did you always know that you were going to go into conservation?
Probably in one way or another. I think growing up with Rob as your grandfather, you can't help but fall in love with nature and really want to help, and I think he really instilled that in all of us. Yeah.
What are some of your early memories of that? When did you realise that conservation was a big thing for your family?
Yeah, we have a place out on Waiheke and just spending time in the forest and him excitedly, you know, pointing out different bird songs, you know, listening out, oh, that's a ruru, or, you know, or, oh, look, this is a kawakawa, and explaining all the importance of it and how that the whole ecosystem kind of comes together in the forest and all the little bits and pieces that come into it. I think that's a big special memory for me. Yeah.
And you have got involved, well, you've got a job in conservation. It's that, I always get these two mixed up. It's Predator Free New Zealand,
New Zealand Trust.
Predator Free New Zealand Trust, yeah.
Yes.
And one of your jobs is you write stories about different aspects of conservation. That must be quite fun, because I have seen you, I remember you wrote a story about hedgehogs.
Hedgehogs, yeah.
Was it earlier this year or last year? And it was probably just another day at work for you, you know, five interesting things about hedgehogs. And that got picked up so widely, right? It's kind of a bit of a dream gig for you. People really paid attention to it.
Yeah, I guess you don't really realize how much you don't know about the conservation space until you start looking. And I just love learning more and more, like the hedgehog story, like learning about possums, like really getting to know not only the introduced predators, but also about these taonga species, like, and also talking to, you know, community groups, like, there, it's just such a big world of important things happening. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool gig.
Do you have a favourite native species?
Oh, I switch around sometimes, but I think I have a favourite at the moment would be the pupurangi, the kauri snail, I would say.
Oh,
I like a little something different. I like something a bit quirky, you know? not
Mind
always done
you,
for the money. Yeah.
you are realistic, and you knew that if you created a print of the Cody Snail, you might not sell many, beautiful as they are to people like you and me. So tell me about your latest project, because you're also a really talented artist.
Yeah, thank you. I'm working with Save the Kiwi to do a limited edition run of prints that is called A Kiwi Calling. It's to paint a picture with some words. It's just at the moment that a kiwi kind of lifts its head to call out into the night. And I just thought it's a powerful image for New Zealanders, kind of a kiwi calling to another kiwi for help, for protection. So we're doing that kind of in the run up to Christmas. Hopefully people might be interested. It's a great cause. It's an important cause for us. Yeah.
Yeah, and the hopefully we've got a picture on our website. We'll certainly have a link. The kiwi is there's a background of the New Zealand night sky, and I assume this isn't a coincidence, but the night sky is in the shape of an egg.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I think it's just about protecting this, our namesake, who we are. You know, we're Kiwi, and we need to protect the species that means so much to really all of us, I think. It's just a reminder, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, and where does the money go?
It's all going to, it's 100% of it is going to Save the Kiwi. So we don't have a specific project it's going towards. It's just going towards the management of Kiwi populations and to turn the tides on that 2% decline that we're seeing in unmanaged Kiwi populations every year. And it'll be going to, you know, sanctuaries and projects all across the country, really.
Yeah, some interesting science on kiwi that aren't protected. I think it's 19 out of 20 kiwi chicks don't survive till their first birthday, unless there's some sort of intervention. So organisations like Save the Kiwi are pretty important.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we've got a link on our website. Ruby, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Really nice to meet you, and thank you for continuing the work of your wonderful grandfather and grandmother.
Thank you, Jesse.
That's Ruby Smythe, the granddaughter of Sir Rob Fenwick. And there's a link to those prints. It's called A Kiwi Calling. It's a limited edition print. There's a link on our website.